Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your go-to podcast for all things ad tech. I'm Dot, your host, bringing you the latest headlines and insights that shape our digital world. Starting off with some major industry-changing news, Google has decided to abandon its plan to deprecate third-party cookies on its Chrome browser. Yeah, you heard that right. Following three delays of set deprecation dates, Google is taking a new direction. Instead of removing third-party cookies, Google now aims to introduce a new experience in Chrome, which will allow people to make an informed choice that applies across their entire web browsing experience. So, users will have more control over their privacy without saying goodbye to third-party cookies entirely. The news came from Anthony Chavez, Vice President of Privacy Sandbox, in a recent blog post. Chavez assured that the Privacy Sandbox APIs will still be available, and Google will continue to invest in this solution to further improve both privacy and utility. Next on today's news, Channel 4 has teamed up with the British residential property insights company, Zoopla. This partnership means Zoopla's house price data will now feature on Channel 4's hit property show, Worst House on the Street. While consumers indulge in their guilty pleasure of watching home renovations, they'll also get property valuations and insights directly on screen. Channel 4 sees this as a pioneering move to blend brand integration with digital-first innovation as part of their fast-forward strategy. Last, but definitely not least, let's talk about sustainability and the future of clean energy in the UK. According to Cornwall Insight, the UK is falling behind on its ambitious clean power targets for 2030, set by the new Labour government. The plan aims to have wind and solar power make up around 44% of Britain's electricity by 2030, a significant leap from 2023 levels. However, obstacles like the lengthy process of obtaining planning permissions and securing connections to the electricity grid is holding up building more wind and solar power farms. Notably, there's been a recent call for the government to empower the new energy system operator to have the authority to decide on the locations of large-scale energy projects and to grant the sites immediate planning permissions. It's a challenging road ahead, but these steps could speed up the transition. That wraps up today's episode of Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dot, and I'll be back soon with more updates and insights. Don't forget to check out ExchangeWire for our latest team podcast episode looking at the DOJ's Google trial, a potential Axel Springer breakup and privacy breaches in the EU. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the fascinating world of ad tech.